Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another Real Housewives of New York recap. We are going to season 8, episode 2. It is called An Intimate Affair. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Deja vu, guys.
Right?
We're all together again.
We're all together.
Yay! We're together with you guys. We missed you so much. I'm Ashley Daniels here for another episode of The Real Housewives of New York. We are on season 8, episode 2, An Intimate Affair. I am with my girls. I'm very happy tonight. To my right, I'm like left, right. To my right, I have the beautiful...
Hi guys, it's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Hey everybody, I'm Lindsay Wagner. You can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner.
Fern Ronay here. You can tweet me at Fern Ronay.
And you can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. Let's get right into it. This music is just pumping us up. We always run out of songs like the first two episodes of every season, though, so we've used up our two New York songs. So if you guys have any suggestions, you can tweet any of us or you know, let us know on iTunes or YouTube. So, what did you guys think overall of tonight's episode? Did it deliver in all aspects of happiness?
I think it started off a little bit slow, but it ended really good. Every episode of New York is good.
Mm-hmm. They're always really juicy, and I know we talked about this last week, that Beverly Hills, you guys felt like wasn't, and I mean, I even watched the finale last night, and I was like, it was a good episode, but there wasn't anything exciting. Where tonight, we're in episode 2, and there's craziness and drama already going on in episode 2 of New York. So I'd say it delivered.
Mm-hmm. Delivered for me.
Yeah, I thought the same thing actually about last night's episode of Beverly Hills. I just think it's an East Coast thing with Jersey and with New York. We always end on a bang and begin on a bang, and we got it. It's banging throughout, too, you know? So it was definitely delivered in the drama department tonight. I just couldn't believe. Did you guys think of Dorinda? She's had some balls.
Yes.
The way she talked to Bethany tonight. We're going to get into it, but did you think that Dorinda was, you know, right in everything that she said to Bethany? Did you think that she had those balls?
I think she had balls.
I knew she had those balls. I think so. I think it's her personality. Yeah. And it was obvious. She obviously hit a nerve and obviously got pissed and had to say her piece, and I don't blame her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this wasn't alcohol fueled like we've seen her in the past, where when the alcohol comes into play, you know that people are just going to throw out whatever they want to throw out. This was actually coming from, with Bethany, I think, being pissed off, and with Ramona, a genuine place of hurt. Mm-hmm. And so it's easiest to just respond with anger and frustration coming off of the situation with Bethany. I would have been scared if I was there. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, Jules, like, let's try and browse, guys.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, poor it's Jules.
Well, as soon as I hear Dorinda's like, back that up, I'm like, okay, I'm backing up. Because as soon as she says that, she really means business.
Yes, absolutely. So when I was at NBC Press Day 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Jules, Ramona, and Dorinda. And I fell in love with Dorinda. I mean, I've never met her, so I absolutely fell in love with her. There's definitely two sides to her, because as sweet as she is, I was so shocked, and I couldn't believe that she was able to stand up to Bethany, of all people. That's a hard one, to go after Bethany. That's not an easy one. Ramona, not as much, but, you know. But let's get to the beginning, because we've got a lot to cover. Starting out with Jules. So last week, I'm sure you guys touched upon this, and anybody who watched last week's episode, you saw Jules' unique maternal instincts, so to speak.
I fell in love with Dorinda. I mean, I've never...
Sorry. I was like, wait, that's my twin here?
No, we're live feeding right now. There's people in the chat. Just
beautiful,
hey.
Beautiful. Tonight we saw a little bit more. I guess she mentioned her kids, if they want to take a jacuzzi in the morning, they'll take a jacuzzi in the morning. If she's got to have some sex with her husband, if he's running late, whatever it is, because they go to private school, and at the end of the day, they're not going to get kicked out. What are your thoughts on this type of parenting and instilling this mentality early on with the kids? Or do you think there's anything wrong with it?
I don't have kids. I don't want kids. And I feel very reluctant to comment on other people's parenting. I'm like, do whatever works for you as long mm-hmm. as your kid's alive and doesn't grow up to be a serial killer. Like, it's wonderful.
Right.
So I just feel like it's hard to comment. So I refrain from it. Mm-hmm. And I think she seems to have a, you know, she's not a crazy person. I mean, she might be crazy. She's on The Real Housewives. But right. she's not damaging her kids, I don't think.
Right.
I guess I'll comment. I'll be the one that comments and say that promoting the idea that it's okay to be late for things sets that up later in life and potentially could make them feel entitled, like they don't need to be on time and that time doesn't matter. And it's not necessarily about themselves. It's about the other people that you could potentially be disrespecting. Mm-hmm. You know, your teachers, your fellow classmates, your boss. You can't show up late to work and that be okay. Granted, they're 2 and 5 years old. It's not really life-altering right. or life-changing right now at this moment, so that's not the problem. I don't foresee it this being a forever situation. They're little kids. It is tough to get kids ready and stuff, but you also need to make sure that you're disciplining your children and saying, okay, this is where we have to go. This is what we have to do. Let's get this together and not kind of let them run the household.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And potentially last week I felt like they have a little bit of the run of the house and they want candy or they don't want to eat their dinner and, oh, okay, all right, that's fine.
I agree. Yeah, I think, like, giving in to what your kids want all the time is very dangerous at such a young age. Like, that's when their brains are sponges mm-hmm. and they're forming all their views of the world. And, I mean, I don't have kids, so I can't really comment either. I know it's hard to parent. Like, I watched my sister with her 2 kids and it's hard as hell. And that's probably why I don't have kids.
Well, we all don't have kids. So anybody who does have kids or that just feels like they want to chime in about it or knows people with kids, let us know what your thoughts are. I'm very curious to read your answers.
Somebody commented and said all things in balance, which I think is
good point.
A great – everything in moderation.
Yeah, good point. Absolutely. So Bethany shopping with Dorinda. Bethany shopping for her birthday gift for herself. And Bethany, you know, she thinks that Dorinda always tries to sell John. It's the first time we've heard this in the episode. Obviously, this comes back again later on in the episode. Do you guys feel that Dorinda did this last year and that she's doing it a little bit? Or did you only think that once you heard Bethany say that she does it?
I agree.
I think she's always been doing it. Because Ramona said as much last year that she didn't like John. So I think Dorinda's been defensive about him for a while.
I think it's hard to hear your girlfriend try to qualify everything that a guy does with, well, but he's really, like, that's when you know in the back of your mind something's not right. So I think they've known since we saw it last season, like, not everything's too good over there in that relationship. So everything Bethany said, like, totally encapsulated everything we feel, everything they feel. It's like, yes, she is always trying to sell him.
Yeah, but do you feel like there's a point where you have to realize the more you tell your girlfriend not to date somebody, the more they want to? Like, isn't it best to kind of play that game a little bit and almost say nothing? I know
in
it works
all
the
time. Always
works.
Friendships, it has never worked to say, I don't like your boyfriend.
Exactly.
They're going to get defensive and they're going to stay with them longer than they probably should. Like, let it just run its course and just be supportive of your friend.
I thought they'd learned that by now, you know?
I know. I feel like maybe they were good about not saying anything until the bra party. And then
But I feel like you do want to hear those things because sometimes you do have blinders on for something. And so when you tell your girlfriend, hey, maybe you're not noticing this. And then they maybe realize it. I did it a month ago with my girlfriend. I told her something and she did get very defensive. They just broke up yesterday. And it's because of what I said.
No.
That he wasn't putting her as a priority and he wasn't communicating with her. And I'm like, someone out there is going to communicate with you and want to do all those things. And she's like, you don't like my boyfriend. And I don't want to think about anyone else doing that. And I was like, I think your boyfriend's great. But I think that there's someone that will listen to you and communicate with you and put you as that priority. And I don't know if that's him right now.
Did she thank you?
I didn't say anything about it today when we talked on the phone. I just said, what can I do for you right now? There's no I told you something. No one needs to hear that.
Right. Exactly. The way you said it, the delivery was different.
But, right. So I just listened to her and I'm like, you know what? There's going to be somebody else out there that's great for you and that's going to want to do all those things. But I never brought up the fact that I'd had that conversation with her a month ago because there was no point in doing that. She didn't need to hear that again. But sometimes I think we need to hear these things because maybe it did make her realize over the last month, maybe this isn't right. So sometimes I think Bethany telling Dorinda this isn't necessarily a bad idea, or your girlfriend's kind of, I don't know. It's a fine line.
Yeah, no, you're right. Mm-hmm.
You did a good job at what you mm-hmm. said to your girlfriend. I don't think everybody has it in them to talk like that and be as empathetic. So I think it's the way you deliver it. And mm-hmm. I think with Dorinda, she's already defensive because mm-hmm. of the situations from mm-hmm. last season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a terrible situation where a girlfriend called me out on not telling her something about a guy. So I
That's
think
worse.
It's like, I feel like we hold back because we feel like it's going to strain our relationship with the girlfriend. But then, you know,
was it that he cheated on, like, something legitimately?
No,
it
was that he had lied about his age, and I was actually, another girlfriend and I had found out. So it was like the two of us knew, and we wanted to wait to tell her till after her birthday. It was like a big 3-day-long holiday weekend, and we were celebrating her birthday, and we're like, let's just tell her Tuesday. So, and she ended up finding out from another person who found out that we knew. It was a whole mess.
Aww. You would have been damned if you did, damned if you did.
Exactly.
She wasn't going to my birthday. You couldn't have waited on this.
Right.
Exactly.
I was I was definitely there.
Yeah. That's why I try to, like, when I hear something, I pretend I don't. I'm almost like, I did not hear that. Because now I'm stuck with that knowledge. And now what do I do with that knowledge? Mm-hmm. But if I didn't hear it, then I can walk away. So Carol shows up. As Dorinda and Bethany are talking, and Carol talks about her lunch last week with Ramona and how she felt about Ramona talking a lot about herself. And it's not anything that we haven't heard before. So then we have Luann and Sonia. And they go to Sonia's house, and Luann's talking about how she wants to get married again. And as we know, she is going to be getting married at present day, you know, on New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve that she's getting married. Over 200 guests we'd read tonight on Radar Online. But at this moment, she's telling Sonia that she wants to get married again. And Sonia says that Ramona called her to reconnect. So what do you guys think about, I feel like it's a little bit choppy right now. Like the relationships, everybody's kind of like not on speaking terms. If we did like a family tree, it'd be really broken up right now with like a friend tree. So Sonia and Ramona are usually really, really connected, but they're not so much right now. What did you think when you heard that Ramona called Sonia almost as if they haven't spoken every day, like we assume they do?
Do you think it's because Ramona's hanging out a lot with Carol and Bethany, and Luann's hanging out with Sonia, and therefore because Luann and Carol have this issue right now, that it's almost separating everybody?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. But that's like kind of where the line has been drawn, because Luann's hanging out and living with Sonia.
Could be. That's a really good point. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Adam and Carol relationship is still kind of like dividing mm-hmm. everyone, because Luann is kind of still pissed about it, and Carol's still pissed that Luann was so rude about it. So I think it's, yeah, there's a dividing line for me.
But I have a question about that. Luann isn't saying anything about the fact, well, of course she's not going to cop to the fact that she was talking crap about it over Twitter. And Carol seems to be really bothered by this, and Luann is just kind of blowing it off. I'd be mad too.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. If you were Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, I would be so pissed. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be friendly with somebody that was doing that all summer, even if they had, I feel like it would have to be a formal apology now and, like, stop and, like, support the relationship. And I don't see Luann. She's saying she's supporting the relationship, but I don't see that.
No, I don't Mm-mm. see it either. Luann just has, she just doesn't, they are not going to get along. Mm-hmm. I don't ever see that happening between those two. I also wonder what Heather thinks of the relationship now between Bethany and Carol, because Heather and Kristen were so close to Carol, and I don't know if that's, I don't think it would divide them. They're really mature, obviously, mm-hmm. but if they don't let it get to them, I'm surprised that if it is so that Luann and this whole thing is kind of divided because of Luann and Carol, why it would get to them, but it wouldn't get to, like, the other girls don't really care. So it's like, it's going to kind of pick and choose and be mature when it comes to this type of situation.
I thought it was interesting how Luann is so, wants to be friends with Bethany and is so jealous of Carol. Like, she's, yes, mad that Carol, you know, the whole situation with her niece, but she's jealous of her friendship with Bethany, which was so clear. And Luann just wants, she's like a leech onto Bethany, it sounds like. And then it's interesting to hear Bethany talk about her, like,
Well, and that comment that she said, where
called up Baratus. I mean, for her, I feel like for the Countess to start cursing on camera is a big deal mm-hmm. because I think she tries to not do that. And oh, sorry, I had a thought, but it left me.
Yeah, that was
a
good one. No, it's very true, though.
Yeah, I just remember that comment. That was disgusting. Wait, who and said weird, it about, weird for Luann to say that. Yeah.
Last season, who was saying that Carol was sucking up to Heather? Was it Heather that everybody used to say that Carol? They all said Carol sucked up to somebody last season.
Was it that Bethany? Like Carol is just herself, and that's why Bethany likes her.
No, wasn't right. Beth, who, didn't
so I Ramona saying that?
Am I wrong, or do you guys have a glimpse of memory
no,
that happened?
No, I know
happened?
What you're talking about.
You do, okay.
They said, like, that Carol was somebody's, like, attached.
Yes, exactly. She was attached to one of them.
Oh, Heather. Oh, maybe Heather and Kristen were saying that?
Like, she would never defy
Heather and Kristen.
Kristen
wouldn't say that, I don't think.
I mean, she would never go against Heather.
I think Ramona was saying
it
about Carol.
I think it was Ramona. At the party where... There were some parties.
Yeah, exactly. I'm seeing it in my head. Anyway, yes. Someone's going to definitely let us know in the chat at some point because they're all geniuses. And
oh, wait. My thought came back. What? It was that Luann is obsessed with Bethany because she knows Bethany's like the queen bee yes. of the pecking order yeah. on this show. And it's like, I need my camera time. I need mm-hmm. to secure myself on this show for the She's next, the least for season yeah. 9. Yeah. So, yeah. She is the Lisa Vanderpump.
She's the Lisa Vanderpump of New York.
Except I like her. Unlike
I love Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh my god. We'll talk later.
Oh my god. Okay, Ramona's apartment. Thought it was interesting. She got rid of the blinds but kept the furniture, or at least it looked like she kept the furniture, but got rid of the blinds and was like, this is the new place and no more piano. But did you guys see anything else that was really different about the apartment?
No, I didn't notice.
I didn't notice.
Other than the piano.
She just said it's cleared of Mario.
Yeah. But when I saw the video, I got sad. I was like, I forgot how handsome he was and that, like, he loved her so much. I'm like, he's a special breed.
To put up with Ramona for all those years.
For all those years.
I don't know. I just can't. I don't like him at all.
I don't like for what he did.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, after that, then yeah. I hate him. And like, mm-hmm. But I used to love
it. I used to love to them see. When they yeah. Yeah. renewed their vows. Yeah. I loved that season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that was great.
It was sad it to sad. Go back and visit that. Yeah.
But she's in a good place. I mean, she's Ramona, you know, but she's in a good place. Like, at least she isn't crawled under, you know, blankets, like, crying and, like, eating her thoughts and emotions, you know.
Which would be totally acceptable.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, speaking of eating, that's so Dorinda comes over. The two of them are eating, and they are having hot flashes. I was, too, here. I was the only one sweating, so I felt like I related to that situation.
We're all running hot today.
We are. But what did you guys think of their discussion during lunch? They were talking about, what were they talking about, actually?
The bra party.
The yeah, bra party. Oh, the brassiere party. Yes, yes. And then they went over to the AC. It wasn't a lot that they
it
talked about.
Really. But it
they,
wasn't a lot of yeah, substance.
No, not a lot of substance. But it's always interesting to think about why the production company keeps certain things and cuts certain mm-hmm. things. Like, why does that yeah. lead to the story? Why is that? Right.
Maybe they
the
were
story?
Cementing, like, they've been friends for a long mm-hmm. time.
Yeah. Since back. There was going to be the fight later.
Yeah. There was, a lot of little conversations in the beginning about who's friends with who right now mm-hmm. and why and what happened over the summer. So I think we're still establishing mm-hmm. in this episode.
Yeah.
Before, good point.
Before yeah. the fireworks. Before it's amazing to see the history, though. 20 years, Dorinda and Ramona. As
That's
friends,
crazy.
20 years. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Two crazy women.
Yeah.
Two crazy women.
So, oh my God. So Bethany and Carol have a dinner. And, yes. Well, one important thing they did talk about at the lunch that Dorinda and Ramona talked about was Avery and Hannah mm-hmm. briefly. And she mentioned how Avery does come home and then leaves and like, how Hannah is still in high school? She's a junior.
No, she's like
in or college.
She's college. But she had stayed home for a year.
Right.
So she's trying to kick her out of the nest.
Right. It's the complete opposite.
I'm trying to get her to leave.
Right. And so then we have Bethany and Carol, and they go to dinner, and they are discussing that Carol is saying she has 5 good summers left. I felt so bad when she said this. It was almost like she was like admitting that she just wants to enjoy this time with Adam because she feels like there's not much left for her. It was sad.
I didn't understand
that.
Did she mean in her life, like she's only going to live to 55?
No.
I just think it was like
Well, she explained it as symbolic. Like, she's like, I don't mean I'm going to be an old lady or dead. It means that like I'm probably going to be in a different place in my life at that point. And explaining before that in person, saying like he wants kids, he wants this.
Oh, he does want
so
kids.
I think she's saying like if we're still together in 5 years, like that's when I'm going to have to call it a day because I'm going to be at a certain place in my life where it's like no longer okay for us to be like a couple.
But
if
also,
you want
he'll
kids.
Be 35 and he'll has want to find kids. Somebody.
Right.
It's like this is the moment, and she did make a really good point. She said, you know, I cherish time so much more than I did in my 40s and
it's crazy
younger.
To hear that. Yeah, she was still in her 40s.
Like, I did too, yeah. And it hit home. For, I'm sure for all of us, just because we are young and we, not that she's not young, but you really have to enjoy every moment because mm-hmm. you could see her like. Holding on to this time with the puppy and Adam, and like she knows it's not forever.
Yeah, that's sad.
It is really sad. Yeah.
Anyone who deserves to be so happy is her.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
I know. She's the best.
She's such a bright personality.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if she didn't want to have kids, it's like maybe being open to adoption. I just feel like there's such a great, there's something so great there, but. It's sad that she said 5 good summers left. And, of course, Bethany brings us back to, you know, brings a little comedic relief to it and says, you know, this is the summer and the fall of zero Fs. Mm-hmm. And I love that they don't have to beep out anything, too. That's just, I love it, listening to TV now, and they don't have to beep it out. But I did beep it out and beep myself out. But the summer and fall of zero Fs. So if that's the case, then this is going to be a very interesting season. because Bethany's back again season, you know, this is the second season she's back. And if that's her mentality, then...
She's selling mugs and tank tops and sweatshirts with that on it right now. So,
oh my gosh, she's all great.
Well, I wanted to buy one and then I was like, oh, it's a little overpriced for me. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll make it a DIY with some glitter. I don't know. Yes. I just thought I was like, oh, I really do enjoy that phrase. It's like a good it's a good motto.
Z-E-R-O. We can also do one letter and then we can all do the other letter too.
Fine.
Enough for both of them. So Ramona and Bethany then have a conversation over the phone. And did anybody notice... Anybody in the chat as well, did you guys notice the post-it with the smiley face on the mirror?
Yes,
like, what was that? It's like, remember to smile?
Maybe Avery wrote it to her. On Ramona's mirror?
But it just was a smiley face.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, it didn't say anything inspirational. Nothing. It was just a circle.
Literally a smiley face.
Well, maybe Avery left it or something.
Maybe. It was cute. But they're talking about John and the inappropriate Viagra discussion that... Ramona's friend was stuck in with John when John went downstairs at a party, and then this lady, who's a very close friend of Ramona, apparently went back to Ramona and told Ramona. How do you guys feel about Ramona talking about Dorinda and John to Bethany and not directly to Dorinda, being that they have a 20-year friendship?
This is where everything went wrong for me. Mm-hmm. As soon as I heard her say, how do you feel about... And I wrote it down, and I could have this wrong or backwards or a few words transposed, which changes the whole meaning.
We're not
so
judging.
I have to watch it. But
no judgment.
I wrote down that she said, do you think I should tell all these strangers what John said about Dorinda? And I'm like, oh, she's planning on telling all,
in front of everyone
tonight. That or she meant something about, like, do I tell her about what all these... What he said to these strangers.
I think
maybe
she meant
that's what she
what all
meant.
These strangers think about him.
Okay.
Maybe.
It just was also like, it just is so something she could have said to Dorinda off camera, mm-hmm. or at least like the two of them alone, if she really wanted to make this on camera, which still would have pissed Dorinda off. But she did it in front of everyone, and I knew she was going to as soon as she said that to Bethany, which is where everything went wrong for me.
I think she might have meant he said it in front of the strangers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, you can tell what she meant she was going to do, how she was going to say it.
But she also said when he's talking badly about Dorinda. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I condone what he said, but I don't also think that that's like the worst thing that someone could say. I mean, you take your girlfriend home and you mess around with her. I mean, you're an adult. You should keep that to yourself. But he's drunk and I don't think it wasn't like he was like, she's... He wasn't speaking. I'm gonna get eaten for this, ripped apart because of saying that he wasn't being derogatory. Like he wasn't calling her a derogatory name. He was talking about doing derogatory things to her in a poor manner.
Right.
But I don't think he said anything necessarily mean about her. That like Ramona was like, oh my gosh, you said these horrible things. But like you said, I would have approached Dorinda and been like, this is what he was saying to a group of people. You need to make sure that he's not saying these things to a group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't think he has any idea what boundaries he should not cross. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many moments where he says things you're just like, huh?
He doesn't have any tact.
He's exactly. Classless.
He's shifty.
Yeah. Then he kept saying shifty, and I'm like, oh, I'd love to have an interview bite of her explaining her version of shifty, because it would be really good.
Yeah. It would be really good. You know her. But yeah, like, I agree with you, Lindsay. I don't think, it's not like he said, oh, I'm with all these girls every night. Like, who's Dorinda? I don't care what
He was just kind of
bragging about, like, he was kind of being like a schoolboy. Like, I just got her pants or whatever. He's excited to be with her and clearly, you know, very excited and said too much. But at the end of the day, I agree with you, Lindsay, in that sense.
They can go at it for 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
more power to you.
Exactly.
God bless them. Dorinda.
I think they're doing it. I mean, there's so many housewives from other franchises that are like not doing it, and we don't have to get
now
into that.
Now we know why she likes it.
Exactly.
She said they have good sex.
Right. I mean, I don't think you should ever say anything about someone who lost their partner in life. It's like, if they're smiling, let it be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So they discuss that. Bethany doesn't say to her, hey, like, don't say anything. Bethany, if anything, kind of agrees with the situation. And then they talk about the brassiere versus bra, and how if you're born before the 60s, you call it brassiere. So anybody born before the 60s, please let us know on YouTube or iTunes if you call it brassiere or bra.
My mom doesn't.
My mom says bra, too.
My mom was born 59, though, so I feel like she's on the cusp of brassiere bra.
I think my grandma maybe used to say brassiere.
I think my grandmother might have, too.
I think we should bring it back.
My aunt said brassiere.
Oh, yeah.
They were older. My mom.
The millennials are bringing it back.
The brassiere.
The brassiere. Go to Victoria's Secret for the brassiere.
We have a little, like, lacy bralette things. Can we call them a brassiere?
Yes.
A brassiere.
Sure. Speaking of brassiere, can we just talk really quickly before I get into it? Whoa, what the bra size is. People were either, like, a -2 or they were, like, a double F. Like, what? All aspects of the spectrum.
And they could do it by looking at somebody?
I think we never got to hear the real size Bethany is from the experts. And she's calling herself an F? Like, holy
moly. Well, actually, my sister worked at Nordstrom in the bra section for quite some time. And I did learn that they can eye it. They can almost figure it out by looking. Mm-hmm. But also that, like, they do go up to letters like E and F and G. And,
oh, yeah.
And actually, people that are wearing Cs are probably higher up. So it's crazy. I couldn't believe it either. But I couldn't believe that she would be at 28. The cow would be at 28. That's a limited two.
Right.
So skinny, though.
I mean, that's your frame. And, like, so when they were talking, when I think Carol was even saying something about boobs, and like, that doesn't have anything to do with your cup size. That has to do with your frame. And if you're small or tiny, a 30, there's plenty of people there. I'm a 32.
I'm a 32 as well.
So you're tiny. You've got this little. So I feel like 30 isn't too far off, or 28, but 28 sounded.
I've never heard of
28.
I got to go buy a 28 bra, and then I'm going to bring it in, and I'm going to wrap it around us and show us what this person really
looks. It's going to fit the edge of the microphone.
It might be a special order online.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think Bethany knows that. Isn't Bethany an F or a G from Bethany Ever After? She went to that bra lady?
Yeah, she was also breastfeeding, right, at that time? Or wasn't she like, she just had a baby?
Oh, that sounds ginormous. Yeah. She's a really smaller woman as well.
But the letters are different. So, like, their version of C is like F or something like that.
And F could be. Right. F could also be, because if you go up to bigger than a double D, then you're actually an E. Then you're actually an E.
Oh.
And if you go up to a double E, then you're actually an F. So if you do triple D, that actually means that you might be a single F. It's like really weird that they, like, my girlfriend has really, she goes to this special bra shop. If anyone in Los Angeles needs a good bra place, you have larger chest Jeanette bras. I heard, she tells me, they make swimming suits, they make bras.
Great.
But they make them pretty. You know how, like, they can't find usually, like, pretty cute bras. Mm-hmm. And they do that there at Jeanette Bras. But she has the struggles and talks to me about this.
This is a great segue to the bra party that we are about to talk about. Thank you, Lindsay, for the great segue. Dorinda's bra party, filled with food and what do we have? Like, lots of shellfish, which some people cannot have, as we noticed with Jules.
Oh.
So I'm going to let Lindsay go here with this one because she's so passionate about it. And if anybody saw last season, when, who was it? Kristen? Who put the glass in the ice last season?
Heather
put a glass in the ice last season, I believe, and Bethany freaked out. So we see Jules at the party, and she goes and touches some shellfish and then realizes it's not kosher, and washes her hands with, like, a lemon, and then sticks them in the, drum roll please, Lindsay?
She sticks them in the ice bucket that the ice is coming and being put in people's drinks. Your hands in the ice bucket. It's my biggest pet peeve when I'm bartending. Somebody reaches in and grabs fruit. they're reaching over a thing and grabbing fruit out of there. And I literally slap people's hands. And they look at me like I'm crazy, but I go, would you want somebody touching, somebody that came back from the bathroom touching that lime that's in your drink right there? Would you feel comfortable? Somebody's hand was on that lime before it went in your drink. And they go, well, no. And I go,
do we think that she actually knew what she was doing?
I don't think she realized what it was. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt on that, but that was an immediate...
Yeah, we all gagged. Like, we all gagged as well.
Like, I feel like she did know what she was doing, and it's like she's one of those people that's all about her. Like, she's wealthy, she's Upper East Side or wherever Bethany said she lived, there's never consequences for what they do or how they act, and so she's just one of those people that it's like, it's fine, whatever, just get more ice. That kind of person.
Really, yeah, it was a big bucket of ice that
could
she just
she
stuck
have
her
thought
hand.
That it was the ice that you just like put.
That's what I thought
in?
Originally, and then I saw it had a scoop in it for your cup, and I was like, oh, Jesus, no, so gross.
Ice is gonna taste like fish.
Well, you can't use it after that. That's
disgusting.
I didn't see anybody pouring out the ice.
You can't use the bowl. The entire bowl has to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it has to be literally rinsed, wiped out, wiped down, dry before.
I want to know what Bethany thought, because she did not see that, because that would have been a fight. I'm surprised no one leaked it to her. Like, nobody in the production
side. I wish we could tweet Bethany and, like, actually get a response to that, because I would love to honestly hear her opinion about that.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure she'll tweet
about
it.
I'll check her Twitter.
Yeah, check her Twitter.
I'll see if she wrote that.
So if that happens, that's the beginning of the party, and it's all downhill from there.
Carol mentioned, though, that Jules was really skinny, too, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that shocked me.
This was crazy. So Ramona sees Carol, and she's looking at her, and she's like, you look amazing, amazing. But you got skinnier. You must be hanging out with Jules. And she's like, who's Jules? She's like, you're hanging out with Jules. She's like, Jules, come here. I want you, my two skinny friends, to meet. And, like, they're both like, hi. And then they got on the topic somehow of breastfeeding. And then they're like, nice to meet you. And it was just so awkward. But then Carol even says what Bethany said last week. She's like, they're skinny. And then there's, like, there might be a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't see much of a difference between Carol and Jules. Do you guys see much of a difference? Body-wise, they're both so thin. I can't tell the difference.
I was just shocked Carol would even care about, like, that she would even say something.
I know.
It seems so un-Carol.
It seems like a little bit of Bethany's coming to Carol, and it's a little more little balls now.
But she also said, though, that she would never ever say, she would never skinny shame anyone. She said, obviously, America has a problem with obesity, so I would never ever say that there's an issue with people being too thin, I think, because she's already gotten flack for it herself. Mm-hmm. But they're both super thin.
Between Bethany, Carol, and Jules.
But we've met Carol, and Carol in person doesn't seem sickly thin.
No.
It sounds like Carol and Bethany are saying is Jules looks sickly thin.
Do we think it's what Jules wears? Because when I interviewed Jules, too, she had a dress on that was, like, loose. And, like, you know when you wear looser, like, is it looser? More loose clothing, you tend to look smaller than if you wear tighter clothing, then everything's just hugging you so much that you see everything. So it could be her choice in clothing, too. Carol wears very fitted outfits. Mm-hmm. So does Bethany. So
you met Jules.
I met Jules,
and
yeah.
Did you think
I didn't think she was too skinny, but I also wasn't really looking. Right. I was interviewing, but like I noticed she was just super tall. Everybody's tall to me, but she was really tall. She had like a loose dress on with like spaghetti straps. When I looked back at the pictures after I heard what Bethany said last week, I was like, oh, she is really skinny.
Yeah.
But because she's so tall, when I see someone really tall and skinny, I just think that's because they're tall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I wasn't startled by it.
I think it's like her shoulders and arms look so thin to me when they're exposed that I'm like, ooh. And, oh, I Googled her last week after our show, and there were pictures of her from when earlier in her relationship with her husband where her cheekbones weren't so pronounced.
I saw that
She looks like a little fuller bodied, a little more healthy-ish, shall I say. And it's like, oh, she's a lot skinnier now. I don't know.
And she's had kids now.
Yeah.
Maybe she's stressed.
Maybe. But that's the way. So that's what Ramona says. And then they're like, what? And then we go into Bethany. Then there's a commercial. And we come back. And we actually had to rewind this because we were like, wait. Where's the segue to this? It's like they literally chopped everything. And we just see Bethany all of a sudden sitting with Dorinda saying, why do you always defend John?
I think Dorinda said, let's not pretend. She said something like, let's not pretend. And Bethany was like, if we're not pretending, then let's talk about that.
But it wasn't pretend about John, right? It was like a completely different subject.
Yeah, they were talking about something else.
And then we go back to Ramona.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were talking about Luann, actually. They were smack talking the Countess, kind of.
Because she was coming to Bethany's party when Bethany hadn't even invited her yet.
Yes.
And I don't even know how all of a sudden the John thing happened.
No, right, we don't know. Right, we rewound right, it, and there's no like, reasoning
but
why.
But I wrote down Dorinda saying, let's not pretend. And then Bethany was like, let's not pretend.
Oh, she used that as her.
I thought that was before the commercial. Well, maybe it was before it was the commercial. Before the commercial. That's why. Yeah. So when you come back from the commercial, it was just like.
Yeah. Right into
right.
it.
Right. How do we think the approach was? Do you think that Bethany was right in her approach? Because she did in front of everybody. She did what Ramona mm-hmm. probably mm-hmm. would have done if she started the conversation, just because, you know. It's not easy to bring someone to the side, I guess. I mean, I don't know how it's not easy. I think it's very easy to bring someone to the side and talk mm-hmm. to them. But it seems like that's something that was a big mistake on Bethany's side. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I felt bad for Dorinda because she's like, he's not... She's probably thinking, like, he's not a bad person. He's not cheating on me. He's not, like... If he were doing serious things behind my back, I would want to know. But don't, like, say in front of a bunch of people these embarrassing things that he did that... for her aren't deal breakers, so she's like, give me a break, I love him, and like, be quiet
at her party too.
It's and her party. Whole point that she's like, did he actually do something to offend you? And she, I mean, so he pitched business ideas to Bethany, that's not offensive, it might be annoying, where she's like, well, then I'll have him apologize to you, but he didn't do anything to offend you, so I don't really, like, don't pitch ideas to Bethany, John. Oh, okay, all right, cool. Like, that's literally solved instantly. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think off camera, and somebody in the chat said it would have been much better off camera, but that's not the Housewives, mm-hmm. and that's not the show.
Well, even if it was on camera, but it was not in front of everybody else. Right. And also, it's at Dorinda's party, too. It's like, right. and they haven't even started wearing the bras. Jules steps in, which was nice of her, and she's like, thank this goodness. Is not right. Like, this is her party. But... I just feel like no matter what John does at this point, he's already not liked by almost everybody there. So he can't do right at this point. Mm-hmm. So no, he's damned. And whatever happened this summer at Bethany's house is not leaving her mind. And it's like there's more than what we're hearing. She's obviously like you could see like she wants to say it, but she won't. Whatever it is, really upset her when they came home drunk. I don't
there's,
see the
there's
with
an
that,
issue
though.
With this drunken behavior. Something mm-hmm. must have happened that is not coming
what's
out.
What's the worst? So, okay, so let's all think realistically. The worst case scenario, right? They're both drunk, right? And the worst case scenario would be, other than obviously death and everything related to that, I mean, trashing the house, maybe like taking his clothes off, like, I don't know, throwing up in the house, like, but it doesn't seem like anything like that happened. It just seems like they were out really late and they were drunk and they were partying.
Maybe John like touched Bethany inappropriately. Maybe. That's the only thing other than like 911 and ending up naked I could think of.
I think that they're making the comment that Dorinda is not, Dorinda's saying, I haven't been drinking. I've been really, really good. I'm not drinking alcohol mm-hmm. and I haven't been doing a whole lot of that. But Bethany's like, No. Yes, you are. Why are you saying you're not when you are? And I think that may be the issue that mm-hmm. Bethany has with it, is that mm-hmm. she's claiming she's not drinking, but right. she is.
Can you say you're not drinking if you really aren't drinking and then, like, you have one night? Can you actually
sure.
claim that?
I would say.
I said that last week. I never drink. Yeah. But then when I go to weddings or I go to, like, out, I get
drunk.
You have
a good time.
And then I'm like, I love everybody. And, like, I'm a drunk. But I'm not a drunk. Right. I'm like, it was my going out night.
But Dorinda drank with Ramona at lunch. She drank at the jewelry thing. Mm-hmm. She drank at the bra party. So right now, she's saying she's not drinking, but she's drinking.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
So if that's the same thing that Bethany was talking about, where she's saying she wasn't, but sees multiple occasions where this is happening, mm-hmm. I can understand Bethany being annoyed. And then if they're coming home into her home, being wasted.
Yeah. I think that's they must have been beyond wasted. And she keeps claiming they had to be drug out of there. And the fact that Dorinda's like, oh, no. Like, nothing makes Bethany more crazy than if you're not going to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where all the friction's coming from, where she's like, just be honest. Just, you know, admit that John was trying to be sleazy and, like, pitch me deals when you weren't around. Trying to ask me for my phone number when you weren't around to pitch me more shit. And then, you know, then you guys got fall down drunk at my house and they were screaming and fighting apparently about Hannah. Like, I think she just wants her to own up to it. Mm-hmm. But why would Dorinda want to do that in front of a room full of people? It's rude.
Exactly.
Not in the circumstance.
No.
Not at a party she's throwing.
Exactly. Right. Right. No, I agree. And then I think the real problem happens when Ramona decides that it's the perfect timing to also explain the Viagra sword story that we talked about.
Abort. We were laughing so hard.
Oh, my God. And Bethany was sitting as close as I'm sitting to Megan right now. So Bethany probably
like
wanted
closer.
To get out so badly.
Like, I think
she's like,
their ass cheeks were touching. Like, they were so stuffed on that couch.
And then the craziest part was, after Ramona says this, Dorinda is not mad at Bethany. She's now mad at Ramona because she said they're 20 years of a relationship. Like, what do you guys think of that?
She said Ramona crossed a line.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think she was so embarrassed because she got really quiet and had that weird half smile. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a whole different...
Who, Dorinda?
Dorinda did. Like, it was so different from when she was just mad at Bethany. So it was like even worse Dorinda's mm-hmm. coming out. And I agree with her. How would you do that to somebody you've known for 20 years?
Mm-hmm. That's awful. When real, like, Dorinda comes out and mm-hmm. she's flipping out.
Back that shit up!
Well, and it's, think about it. If Ramona had been drunk and like, oh my God, you guys, and did it, I don't think it would have been such a big deal. But Ramona was so dead serious about this being an issue and her not liking John mm-hmm. that it became bigger than it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like she said, Bethany and her have just known each other for the past year. Her and Ramona have been friends for 20 years. This was not the place to bring it up. It was not the time to say it. And I think I think it was genuinely embarrassment mm-hmm. and hurt.
Yeah,
Do you think Ramona felt bad? Do you think Ramona felt bad?
No.
I don't think Ramona felt mm-hmm. bad, but seeing the hurt in Dorinda, because it's like Bethany's my housewife's friend, but yeah. Ramona's my real friend. Yeah.
Now, it was not very clear as to the next week when they show John coming in. But we did see Dorinda leave in this episode. She walks out the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is this a continuation of the same party?
It has to be continued. Yeah.
So that means that Dorinda may have walked out, either called John,
yeah.
but John was...
He was already on the way, remember? He's they already talked on earlier. The way. He's coming at 9
so
o'clock for them to go to dinner.
Him in because yeah. he walked in with a vengeance.
Yeah. But he was drunk.
Already drunk. Like, he walked in and attacked Bethany.
Oh my God.
I can't wait for next week.
They're going to be like, told you, Sam.
It was so crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
His words were, what, you stole the skinny uh-huh. girl idea or yes. something? And then, and then she's on fire, Dorinda style.
Also crazy that Carol defended Bethany in her thoughts about John. Carol did defend her. And I mean, I don't know if I
didn't pick up on it.
I think John is like the things he does, I think, are deal breaker. Like, I would be embarrassed and I would not want to be with someone like that. But if they're not deal breakers to Dorinda, then everyone should just shut up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it overall, I really feel like it was so wrong to do to a friend of 20 years. And mm-hmm. I mean, they looked fine when I saw them. Like, I even asked them, like, how you guys doing? Like, it seemed like they were okay.
Sure.
They said that a lot of the arguing this season will be between, I believe, Jules and Bethany.
Ooh, good.
So yeah. Jules is probably going to stick. Jules kind of, I feel like, is replacing Kristen in a sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like she will surprise us. She'll step up to the plate.
We kind of saw it a little last
year. Yeah.
I feel like anybody that'll go toe-to-toe with Bethany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
entertaining.
It's going to be very entertaining. And I don't know. What else? Should we just get into next week?
Sure.
Anything else you want to add? I'm so excited for next week. Let's just get into it. Predictions, yeah.
Okay.
Let's
do it.
Wait, did Dorinda drop a Mario
After Buzz
show?
TV predictions.
She did say something, but they didn't say anything. No, Dorinda. Yeah, so Ramona said, Dorinda said, I knew about Mario. I never said anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sad.
I wonder if they'll talk about that. And more, yeah.
Imagine doing that.
But a real friend wouldn't say anything, so she may bring up that she's like, I've got stuff on you, but mm-hmm. I would never, ever say that, and I would never, ever do that like mm-hmm. you just did to me, as a point of like, look, I knew stuff was going on, and I never threw you under the bus, and you just did this at my own party that I was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really interested to see what happens next week
with
John. I think this is going to be really bad, and it's going to break some of the girls' friendships mm-hmm. with Dorinda, mm-hmm. I believe.
We see Dorinda and Bethany out at a dinner after, and instead of Dorinda apologizing for John's behavior, which I thought maybe she would do, I don't know the whole story obviously yet, but instead she was almost defending John again, it looked mm-hmm. like. Did you guys see mm-hmm. the same thing?
I guess. It got weird when she was like, you're not invited, and Dorinda trying to grab his arm and kick him out. It was ugly.
But then it looked like she got over it and was on his side after.
Still going to take his side, I feel like, at the
end
of the day.
They're still together, right? Mm-hmm. I think. It looks like they are.
I can't wait for Bethany to go toe-to-toe with John.
I just want to know what it is that she sees in him. I am really curious because she is amazing. I just love her. I think she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think she's just an awesome friend and an awesome woman. And I really look forward to hopefully having her on our show at some point.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It'd be great to get to know her more. But I don't know. I would love to just ask her right out, what do you see in him? Because
We're not giving a lot.
Bethany describes him as a used car salesman, which I could take offense to because my father is, in fact, a used car salesman.
That is not nice.
But I'm not offended at all because I actually think it's hilarious. It and I totally know what she means. Actually. He's such a used car salesman. Like, yeah. She's so, I don't know, not like that. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. They're an odd match.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been some show. Been some second episode.
Such a good show.
Where can we find you all? In the meantime,
you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay. My first novel, Better in the Morning, will be released April 26th, so follow me for release information.
Yay!
This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner on my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com. And next week, April 20th, MTG Pro Tutor, which is on iTunes, Stitcher, and any podcast listening device, is going to be releasing Magic, the story, which I'm doing voiceover for.
Yay!
So if you guys do want to hear my voice more, some of I know you don't. But if you do want to hear it, check it out on iTunes.
Hey guys, it's Megan, and you can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
Amazing. And you can find me on Twitter and Periscope at Ashley Daniels, and Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.